Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Menachos. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel continues to discuss the korbanos that they would bring on Shavuos together with the Shtei Alechem. And the Mishnah is going to talk about whether you could bring those korbanos if you don't have the Shtei Alechem, or if you could bring the Shtei Alechem if you don't have those korbanos. So Parve, Eilim Vakvasim Vasoyir, Einim Makvanes Alechem. All the different animals that you bring with the Shtei Alechem are not Makiv the Shtei Alechem below Halechem Makvan, nor is the Shtei Alechem Makiv them. I mean, you could bring each one independently. Halechem Makiv is HaKvasim, but the Alechem is Makiv the Kvasim that you bring as Korban Shlamim together with it. Vakvasim Einim Makvanes Alechem, but Kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem, meaning if you don't have the shtei lechem, you're not allowed to bring the kvasim that go along with the shtei lechem. But if you don't have the shlamim, the kvasim that are brought as korban shlamim, you're still allowed to bring the shtei lechem without them. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amar Shum ben Anas. So Shum ben Anas says, Loki, I don't think that's true. Ela hakvasim ma'akvenes alechem, v'alechem hein ma'akev es hakvasim. It's the other way around. The Shtei Alechem cannot be brought without the Kvasim that go along with it, but the Kvasim can be brought without the Shtei Alechem. And he said, I'll bring you a Raya. Shekin Matzim, Kshay Yisrael, B'Midbar Aram Shana, Kirv Kvasim, L'Alechem. For 40 years in the Midbar, they brought the Kvasim without the Lechem, because they didn't have any Lechem, they only had Man. So Afkan, Yikruvu Kvasim, B'Lechem. So here also, in the Beis HaMikdash, they should be able to do that. Amr Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says, Halacha Kedivri Bananas. We pass him like Rabbi Shimon Bananas, that you're allowed to bring the Kvasim even without the Shtei Alechem. Aval in atam kedvarav, but not for the reason that he gave. Meaning, he tried to bring a raya from the midbar. Shekala amr b'chum shabikudim karav b'midbar. Now, the truth is that korbanos that are mentioned in Sefer B'Midbar were brought in the Midbar, but any korbanos that are mentioned in Vayikra were not brought in the Midbar. Mishbar la'ar, it's karvu elu ve'elu. But once we came into Eretz Yisrael, we would do all of them. So the korbanos that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, including the Kifsei Atzeres, are in Vayikra. So the fact that they didn't bring it in the Midbar tells us nothing, because nothing from Vayikra was brought in the Midbar. So then why do I think that Rabbi Shimon ben Anas is correct, that you're allowed to bring the lambs without the kifsei atzeres without bringing the lechem? Shekvasim matir nasatzman below lechem, because the kifsei atzeres are matir themselves without the lechem, meaning the dam goes on the mizbeach, and therefore once you zorik the dam, you're allowed to eat it, and that has nothing to do with the shtei alechem. So they don't need the shtei alechem to be matir them. But lechem below kvasim ainli miyatirenu. But if you bring the lechem without the kvasim, there's nothing that's going to be matirit, because you're only allowed to eat the shtei alechem once you zorik the dam of the kvasim. So if you don't have any kvasim, you're never going to be able to be matir the shtei alechem. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid. So hatamid and makvenes himself and the carbon tamid that they would bring in the Beis Hamikdash every day, two a day, are not makiv the carbon musaf. So even though the day's carbonos are supposed to start with the tamid shel shachar, if you don't have a tamid shel shachar, you can still bring a musaf. V'lo musaf makvenes hatamid and the musaf are not makiv the tamid neither. V'lo musaf makven zeh. If you have multiple carbonos musaf, they're not makiv each other either. Lo hikrivu keves baboker yakrivenu ben arba'im. If they didn't bring the tamid shel shachar, you could still bring the tamid shel ben arba'im. Amar Rabbi Shimon emasai bizman she yanusim shogin. That's only if there was an onus or a shogeg. Avilam hayu mazidin v'lo hikrivu keves baboker. But if they were mazid in not bringing the keves baboker, then lo yakrivu ben arba'im. Then they should not offer it and bring it in the afternoon either. They should not bring the tamid shel ben arba'im either. Meaning those same kohanim we make a kanas on those kohanim that they were mazid in not bringing the tamid shel shachar. Why should we allow them to bring the tamid shel ben arba'im? Lo k'tiru k'toris b'boker. If the kohanim didn't bring the k'toris in the morning, yaktiru ben arba'im, they could still do the k'toris in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Shimon kulay sokreva ben arba'im. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, but they would bring a double measure in the afternoon, meaning the k'toris is normally split between what they would bring in the morning and what they would bring in the afternoon. If they didn't bring it in the morning, they would bring the whole thing in the afternoon. Shein mechanches mizbeach hazav el b'k'toris hasamim. The mizbeach hazav, they're only mechanich with the k'toris hasamim that they would bring in the afternoon, not in the afternoon. not in the morning. So if the Mizbeach Hazav hadn't yet been mechunach, so the Ketores of the afternoon is brought, even though there was no Ketores brought that morning. So you see that you're allowed to bring in the afternoon without having brought in the morning. Lo Mizbeach Ha'ola Ela B'tamash Shel Shachar, V'lo Mizbeach Ha'ola Ela B'tamash Shel Shachar, but the chinuch of the Mizbeach Ha'ola, meaning the Mizbeach Hachitzon, is only with the Tamash Shel Shachar and not with the Tamash Shel Ben Rabbayim. So if they weren't mechanich yet the Mizbeach Hachitzon, they didn't bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, then you're not allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Rabbayim. You have to wait till the next day to be mechanich it. V'los HaShulchan El B'lech Ma'apanam B'Shabbos, V'los HaMenorah L'B'Shev Nerusah Ben Rabbayim, and the Shulchan is only mechunach by putting Lech Ma'apanam on it on Shabbos, and the Menorah is only mechunach by lighting the seven candles on the menorah. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that the Parim Elim Kvasim and the Sa'ir that go along with the Shtei Alechem are not Makiv the Shtei Alechem, nor are the Shtei Alechem Makiv them. But when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres, so we have Machlokas Tzarem between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, whether the Kvasim are Makiv the Lechem, but not vice versa, or the Lechem are Makiv the Kvasim, but not vice versa. And the Raya that you could bring the Lechem without that you could bring the Kvasim without the Lechem is that all those years in the Midbar they brought the Kvasim and they didn't have Lechem. The response to that Raya is that they didn't bring any of the Karbanos that it says in Sefer Vayikra while they were in the Midbar. That was only brought once they came into Eretz Yisrael. But the reason you could bring the Kvasim without the Lechem is because the Kvasim are Matir themselves. The Zrikas Hatam of the Kvasim are Matir themselves, so you have the Matir. But in order to be Matir the Shtei Lechem, you need the Dam of the Kvasim. So without the Kvasim, you cannot bring the Shtei Lechem. And then Mishnah Dal, we said that Tmidin and Musafin are not ma'akev each other, but the Musafin within themselves are not ma'akev each other. If they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they could still bring Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, but that's only if it was an Ones or Shogeg. But if this group of Kohanim were mazed in not bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar, so we make a knas on them that they're not allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. We said that if they didn't bring the Ketores in the morning, they could still bring the Ketores in the afternoon, but Rabbi Shimon says, but then they would bring the full measure in the afternoon. And then we said, what is mechanech, the different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash? The Mizbeach Hazav only with the Ketores HaSamim, the Mizbeach Ha'ola with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim on Shabbos, and the Menorah with lighting all seven candles of the Menorah. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey.